Lightworkers Unite is a podcast and social show hosted by intuitive women, lightworkers, and most importantly, friends, Mayuman Manjeet. Welcome to our podcast, where we believe there is a lightworker within all of us.
Whether you are a medium, an educator, or a nuclear technologist, there's a lightworker within you, and we have work to do.
This is a call to action.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our connection with each other. I figure if you're going to be sitting through a podcast listening to us, you might want to know a little bit more about us and our journey in embracing the lightworker within us.
That's right.
So I was just going to say, Mayum, how do you know me?
Hi, Manjeet. Yes, I am Mayum, and yeah, let's talk about this. This is great for people to know. How do I know Manjeet? So it's a funny story, actually, but I've known Manjeet for many years. I mean, we're probably talking 20 years. She is married to one of my brother's childhood friends, William. And I met her way back when William introduced her to our family. I remember that. And how beautiful she was, and just thinking, oh, wow, look at this beautiful woman. I was so happy for William. And so throughout the years, of course, I didn't see you very often, every now and then at certain birthday parties. And I remember thinking, oh, she's so lovely. She's so beautiful. We always had nice conversations.
Goodness. You're so nice.
But it was interesting right, that we never really, truly connected then. So, fast forward, gosh, many years now, and it was a camping trip that our families were going on. And I remember Mike saying, hey, I invited William and Manjeet and their girls. And so I was super excited. This was going to be great. It's Labor Day weekend. And this was 2017, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, a while ago. And we're on the beach. Now, mind you, I don't know Manjeet, just other than a couple beers here and there, laughing, talking. She has two girls. I have three girls. But I had just gone through a really shitty summer where my family, and this was some little something about me, where my father, we lost our father to a murder. He was murdered in May of 1996. And his killer was a 15-year-old girl. And she was in prison. And we got notification that she was going to be possibly released early. Again, this is 20 years later. And when I found out that news back in April of 2017, I kind of, my whole world stopped. And I mean, shit hit the fan. For someone who I really thrive on positivity, and I was, my life was going really well. I had my first keynote speaker at a luncheon. I was, knee deep in writing the book, novel, and story of my parents' love story. I had lost 30 pounds. I was feeling really good. Mm-hmm. And then this murderer was going to get out of prison. And I really struggled with this. And I dove in petitions, letters. I really invoked everything I possibly could, all this energy into stopping her from getting out. And in doing so, I started to gain the weight back. I started to feel yucky and gross. And when the hearing actually came up, I didn't attend, but I had an audio CD delivered to me so that I could hear the entire hearing and what this girl was saying. She's not a girl anymore. She's a 40-year-old woman now. And after listening to that CD in my minivan with one of my best friends, I lost my shit because I found out and heard things that I didn't know had happened. So that's April 2017. And I pretty much, being someone who's intuitive and have spirits visit me at night, I pretty much told everyone to fuck off. I'll be frank. I was like, you know what? God, spirit, angels, all of you, I'm done. I can't believe you allowed this to happen to my father. And I just went down a really shitty hole into what I call darkness. And I started to eat and drink, and I stopped talking to spirit, and I didn't give a shit. So here I am on the beach camping with my family, Labor Day, and Manjeet is there. And she isn't aware of all of this, or at least I didn't know she was aware of all this. And we're talking on the beach, and she approaches me. We're both carrying White Claws, I believe, which is now my new favorite drink.
We're in
suits on the beach. We actually have a photo of this, and if this show was live, I would post it right now.
We
captured this moment where she came up to me, lowered her sunglasses, and said to me, "Hey, I'm not sure if you have ever heard of or believe in Archangel Michael, but I have a message for you, and I wanted to see if are you willing to receive it?" And I looked at her like, "What? What did she just say?" And I said, "Yeah." And she says to me, "Well, he says it's time to come back." I was like, "Holy shit. I'm not joking." I fell to my knees inside. I started crying. She couldn't see that I had tears falling through my sunglasses. But Manjeet, when you said those words to me, it changed my life. And I get emotional when I think about it, because nobody, not one soul, not even my husband or my children, know that I have worked with Archangel Michael for years, since a teenager. He's my guy. He's my go-to. No one knew that. And I had shut him out. And so for you, who didn't know me from Adam, to come up to me and say those words was fucking unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And here I am now with you, because it changed my life. You pulled me out of the darkness, pulled me right up. And I am forever grateful and thankful for that moment. And I still think about what has transpired since then and where I was headed. I needed to come back. Mm. So that is how I know you, my friend.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. And I'm so honored that I was able to deliver that message for you, because and I think, as you know, when we're doing this podcast, it's all about light workers, right? And sometimes you get these hits, you get these feelings, and you're not sure where they come from. You're not sure kind of how it's going to even land. But that was one of those cases where it was like, I just need to release any judgment that I have about this. And I'm an Indian girl. I don't know archangels, ma'am. I'm sorry, but it's not my thing. Like, I ain't grew up with them. But I knew this guy was big, and his name was Michael, and he had a sword, and he was right behind you. And it was so prevalent that, and maybe I had some liquid courage. I mean, those White Claws were popping.
But our claws were out. I love that.
But yeah, I love that. I love that. I'm so happy that we were able to connect that way and you know, have that healing, because that is exactly, you know, my story, but the reverse of you. So after we had our moment at the beach, you know, we became very close friends and sisters in a lot of ways, talking about our light worker ability and just a lot of healing. Mm-hmm. And then a year later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I reached out to my healing sister, Mayum. And this is where our journey continues in the light worker world, because I was really, really lost and very afraid. When you get that diagnosis, and you know, you just feel so alone, and there's so much fear there. And so in a lot of ways, Mayum, when you said you were going into the darkness, you know, I can really relate to that, because I was going into a dark place physically, you know, with this journey. And so, of course, you know, I left a lot of all my physical care to the professionals, the oncologists and radiation physicists and all those people. But, you know, my emotional and spiritual healing and my energetic healing really required some work. And that was, I couldn't do it myself. And for those of you who don't know, Mayum is a really powerful healer. She's a soul healer. And so we did a lot of work together. She would come over at all these different times of the week. I mean, just she would drop everything and come over and do some really powerful sound healing with me. We did some past life regression work that was really powerful, and a lot of energetic work that I really needed to heal. And so I know Mayum says I saved her life, but she really saved mine. So I'm really indebted to her and her brilliant connection with spirit.
I felt compelled. I needed to give back, but I knew who you were, and I knew that you got lost. I could feel it. And you're so powerful and strong and help others in so many ways. I mean, for those that don't know, Manjeet is an intuitive life coach. And I worked with her myself after that day on the beach. And I really felt compelled to help you come back.
And you did. I mean, it was a huge part of my healing. You know, I'm a big fan of quadrant healing, you know, like there are different quadrants for healing. And so that was where, you know, you fit in, and there was a big chasm. And I have a lot of spiritual people in my life, but I couldn't go to them for whatever reason. Like I needed you.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Did you need me? I kind of just pushed myself on you.
Well, no. Yeah, I know. I'm grateful.
Knock, knock, knock. I'm here. Lay down.
I know. Yeah, I know. We're doing this, girl. I got some new tongs some healing vibration. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And I think that it's a real testament to, you know, what we want to do moving forward, you know, like that's why we wanted to do this podcast. That it's, we wanted to collectively bring people together.
Yep.
And open our hearts with each other and discover, you know, how are we light workers, and how do we show up for each other in a way that where we can collaborate, grow, really learn and laugh, because we laugh a lot.
We have to laugh a lot. It's the highest vibration. Bring us to that highest frequency, right? Love and laugh.
Absolutely.
We do laugh and have a great time. We're so honored that you guys are here with us during this. And we want you to come for the journey. Come on, light workers. Let's please rise up to the occasion. We are here for you. We are going to have some fabulous people on this show together. And we're going to bring and shed some light onto your journey. And we want you to be there with us. Let's do it together.
Yes, I love it. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us today. We want you to know that you are safe, you are supported, we're loved, and we are one.
We are one. Love to you guys.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.